Okay, it's my great pleasure to have on the line with me Harjit Singh. He is co-founder of Turbans and Trust, as well as wearing a few different hats, or a few different turbans, if I can say. A prominent figure in the Sikh community here in Perth. Thanks very much for joining us, Harjit.
Thank you very much, Karan.
So last Tuesday, personally had the pleasure of being present at an interfaith ceremony, which I'm sure our listeners will appreciate was, you know, in the immediate wake of the tragedy in Sydney on Monday. It was a really beautiful event, quite special. Talk to us about your involvement with that.
Yeah, sure. I think it was Monday when I spent most of the day, even though at work, you know, watching the events unfold for the Sydney siege, and seeing that, you know, there was a particular faith group that seemed that was going to be prone to, you know, to be part of a significant backlash. I thought, you know, I needed to contact that community, which was the Islamic community, and I wanted to stand in solidarity with them to say that, you know, one person's act alone was not a definition for a whole community. And so I called up Suresh Rajan, who's, you know, fantastic at organising events and, you know, has really good connections within different communities. And I said, mate, you know, is there any prayer session that's going on that Monday night, which I can attend? And, you know, he had to think about it, and he came back with an answer, which was, I don't think there's anything on. And after that, you know, we decided to create our own, and Suresh went out and did a fantastic job at bringing different communities together. And, I suppose that was my involvement.
It was, as I say, a really special event, bringing together different faiths and, I would say, some real leaders of those different faiths from, you know, Christian, Muslim. Good friend of the program, Dennis Simmons, an Aboriginal cultural leader, was there, did a welcome. Buddhist, Hindu, you know, I think Yahya Ibrahim, who we've also spoken to on this program not so long ago, you know, gave a really beautiful, you know, opening remarks. What was your, you know, what was your feeling there on the night?
Oh, yeah, I would have to echo your sentiments on that, and that was a beautiful service. And, you know, really, you know, our purpose was to pray for Australia in that regard. You know, gone through a tough time where, you know, people had died, and we really thought that, you know, instead of letting it sit in communities to be divided, I suppose that's what these people want to do with our communities, is to create division. And I thought, you know, we really need to have a discussion or a conversation or prayer in which we unite those communities and say no, and we won't let those people or those perpetrators of hate and injustice to prevail. We really want to show them that, you know, Australia stands together side by side, whether, you know, you practice a different faith or no faith at all. You know, just to say that, you know, we stand together.
Now, the Sikh community, I guess, unfortunately, racist, you know, more ignorant brothers and sisters in our community can't seem to distinguish between Muslim faith and the Sikh faith. So, you know, I understand that there has been some incidents where, you know, your own community has been, I guess, at the end of this kind of bigotry. But, you know, as you're saying, you know, great for Australians and a really important time for ordinary Australians to get together and show that solidarity.
Yeah, I fully agree. Some people do think that, you know, some of these racist people out there and these bigoted people who mistake us for another religion, you know, they're silly and stupid. But I think, you know, it's a bit silly to think that those people would really treat us any different, whether they knew we were Sikh or Muslim. And in that regard, I say, you know, I stand together with the Muslim community to say that, you know, those acts of hate or violence and against anybody just because they are different, that is what is un-Australian. You know, it's Australian to treat each other, you know, with respect. It's un-Australian to spew hate on people just because of the way they look. And in that regard, you know, we stand together on that side,
and it denies, you know, the reality of the long tradition, I guess, and the long history of, you know, of the diversity of our community. I understand it's one of the turbans that you wear is with the Australian Sikh Heritage Foundation, and I noticed, I think it was on your Facebook feed, a picture, a photo of some Sikhs way back in the Anzac, part of the Anzac resistance.
Going back in time, done quite a bit of research with the Australian Sikh Heritage Association about some of the old Sikhs that lived in Australia, at least 150 years ago. And when we start, finding out about the stories that these guys, the impact they had on the community, they were very much loved and integrated into the communities that they visited. I mean, the original Kamaliers that came from mainly the Punjab, which is where my Sikhs come from, mistakenly called all Afghans. It's quite funny that they were mistaken back then as well. Mm. And later on turned into hawkers and peddlers all across WA and every other state in Australia, where, no single country town was left untouched by these guys, and they served as a lifeline of supplies and news and mail to every country town. And some, if we talk to country towns these days and some of the people that remember the last of these hawkers, they have very fond memories. And it's quite interesting to say that, a lot of people look back and go, Australia's progressed so much, and we didn't have, back then there was so much, hate in the white Australia policy era, but if we look just before that era, there was a very multicultural society in WA, in which people of all walks of life were equally respected.
Ajit, I was really fascinated to have shared with me this Turbans and Trust, which I understand you're a co-founder of. It's a beautiful YouTube video that introduces this concept, turbansandtrust.com. I'd encourage our listeners to check that out. But talk to us about this this Turbans and Trust idea. I love the images from the festivals and so forth, where ordinary Australians, or ordinary Australians inverted commas, are being adorned with turbans. Talk to us about that concept.
Sure. I might start with talking about why myself as a Sikh actually wear a turban. And I wear a turban to identify myself as someone who's made a commitment to do good for others, and that for me is very important to have that identification of myself. And identity is very important for Sikhs. So when there was this misunderstanding occurring, and I suppose still occurring sometimes in small pockets across Australia, a few of us got together and thought, we really need to do something about this. But a core part of our background, our faith, is to uphold the dignity and principles of the other, which means any person from any faith or background, and make sure that they are equally respected. So we thought we need to come up with some sort of mechanism where we can have a discussion with people about difference, whether that be a turban in this case, or just skin colour, or language or culture. And what we decided on, which was really quite simple for a Sikh, was, the turban is so visually striking, our colourful turban, so why not allow people to have a go at, getting one tied on them? So that's where the turban started, and we, contacted a few festivals, and they were very much for it. And, within a few months, we had a whole bunch of festivals and thousands of people who were lining up to get turbans tied and talk a little bit about difference. And that's the key message we try to get across is, if you're happy to get a turban tied on you and learn a little bit about, my background, maybe next time when you see someone else from, a African background or Asian background, you might want to have a conversation with them before we jump to, judging that person just because of the way they look.